This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm having a couple calls during this segment. Let's go ahead and talk to... Who's been holding the longest here? Let's just go to Lynn in Colorado. Lynn, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you? I am calling from southern Colorado. I would like you to know that. We have a little different attitude out here about what's happening in Denver. And with the governor that's got a little bit too much sugar in his tank, I think it's affected his mind. Anyway, Mr. Jones, I only called to warn people now that President Trump has put everything under FEMA's direction this morning. I must warn believers, all believers, that the pastors that have signed up and trained with FEMA, do not trust them. They already have orders to report you if you have guns in your house or if you're not going along with the program.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot about this. Guys, go ask Rob Dew or Darren McBrain to find in our servers clergy response teams in Katrina. They go, our job under the Lord is to confiscate firearms and report people with them. Under Jesus' command, turn your guns in. And we help the army take the guns. That is an incredible point.
And not only this, Mr. Jones, I am 62 years old. I love this nation. I love my God. I'm a spirit-filled Jew who loves Jesus Christ with all her heart, mind, and strength. And I would love for everyone to not just repent of the abortions, but for the way we have looked and spoken to one another, for unforgiveness, the pain and the unforgiveness others carry because of our bitterness or our anger or the way we misspoke to them or the things we said that we should have said and the things we said that we should not have said. Let us come together as one. And Mr. Jones, I do so appreciate you. And I do so appreciate InfoWars. And with all my heart, I will stand, and I will stand with the truth. And I give everything to the Lord. And I warn you, people, I warn you, the word corona means crown, and it is here to crown the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We must repent.
I know this. It's man-made. It's been rolled out by the globalists to bring us to our knees and have a Great Depression here in the U.S. China only shut down for a few weeks. They've now turned back on, but we're supposed to do it 18 months. So China doesn't do it for 2 or 3 weeks. We do it for 18 months. In a couple of months, we'll be in a depression. This is an economic warfare weapon. God bless you, Lynn. Powerful points. I don't want to cut the next caller off, so I'm going to talk for a few minutes and go to break for 1 minute, come back with the next long segment. But we've got a caller up here that ties into what she just said. Josh in Illinois. Drones in Colorado, area before outbreak, test kits bogus. I said, they had weird drones flying in grids all over Central Texas at the same time. They had large drones. We're talking 4 or 5 feet across, the 4 to 6 propellers. And I said, are they testing 5G? Are they testing delivery? Or are they spraying something? Because it's been declassified that there have been a lot of programs that use helicopters and things in the past to secretly test airborne vaccines. You know, there's all sorts of secret tests where they spray different pesticides or things for different bugs that are out there. So there's all sorts of weird scientific stuff going on. We know that. I mean, everybody knows about the Tuskegee experiment, all the other atomic soldier experiments. It's only gotten worse since then. And again, it's need-to-know basis, compartmentalized scientific groups above the government that are breakaway civilization groups that are running all this. And once they get us locked down and we behave during a pandemic, that only encourages the globalists to release bioweapons into the future that'll even be stronger to corral and control us. So I'm going to get to a bunch of your calls when we come back, and then Tim Reams and the powerful report he and Rob Dew have gone out and filed on the Texas border. They just got back yesterday. And you've been seeing these reports filed the last few days. Giant hole in the Brownsville border. Toilet paper smuggling they caught. Brownsville coming under shutdown. Rio Grande River crossing. Laredo border closure. They've got all this stuff on tape. We'll be right back. Please tell folks about band.video and about the band broadcast.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
You are witnessing 21st century psychological warfare with a real deadly virus at the heart of it to create the maximum hysteria. And you're seeing the AI integration making us work from home with robot drones surveilling us and controlling us. It's all a systematic plan. A bunch of movies and TV shows coming out about pandemics right on time. The tabletop exercise, Bill and Melinda Gates running the whole show. And the pliant Chi-Coms incubating the virus, hitting us. They were only shut down maybe 3-4 weeks. Now they're telling us 12 to 18 months for the U.S. to be shut down. We will be devastated and lose the economic war. But we can't let one person die. It's all over. It's invisible enemy. Here come the Daleks from Doctor Who to control your life. It's here, 2020, the dystopic nightmare, unless humanity awakens. Now you know why there was all the censorship before and all the rest of this. America is under attack. I want to go to your phone calls right now, and I'm going to play that clip when we come back with our next guest, where Trump just puts it out there that our military didn't do this, the Chi-Coms are behind it. And that's a fact. This is a bioweapon attack. And now the whole media is aimed against our president during this crisis and against the American people. You stay in your homes, but all the big corporations, they can stay open. Now, I want to go to Josh in Illinois. Remember about 3 months ago, Texas, Colorado, people caught it on tape, big drones in grids flying over. What were they doing? And while Josh talks, we'll roll some B-roll of China, then Italy, then Spain, the same thing, drones shouting orders at everyone. Josh, what do you think's going on?
I remember seeing that on your website, and I kind of looked into it, and then I noticed, you know, they were getting spotted out west, and then the sheriffs knew anything. The FAA didn't know anything about it, but what the FAA did come out and clearly say is that you better not shoot at one because, you know, that's a felony. So, you know, the FAA, you know, the government knew what was going on, but local law was just, you know, oblivious to it. And I think that ties into a lot with what's going on right now. And another point, I think this whole spread of corona has really blossomed since the test kits have been put out. And I think some of the test kits might actually have, you know, some sort of virus in there or something, you know, toxic, deadly that's, I think that might be why, you know, a lot of people are getting hit harder than others. And the virus, another point, that could be nanotech. I mean, everything's lining up right now, and those are just a few theories.
And notice, like any war, it all lines up, it all gets beta tested, it all gets ready, and then boom, it hits you worldwide at once. That's why Merkel says this is bigger than World War II. It is. This is the AI, Axis, the Chi-Coms, the globalists, the big banks, Hollywood. They admit the big banks are going to take the whole economy over. This is a total takeover where you're dependent now, living your house on government checks. Unbelievable, Josh.
Seven ways to Sunday to get back at Trump. The deep state will do whatever they're going to do. And, you know, that comment, he'll reap the whirlwind. Well, the economy is done. So, you know, maybe Trump's wrong in this whole thing, and it was a deep state release something. And that's just another thing. If they can't go to war with Russia, maybe they'll go to war with China now. Or that doesn't work. They'll say Israel did it, and China and Russia will go to war with Israel. So
well, they're also hyping up India and Pakistan going to war. I mean, I'm telling you, 2020, it's all coming together like 1914, 1940. You're here, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is modern war, and the robots are rolling out. But this is only a beta test of the globalists taking full control of the population and locking us down with their robot armies. Thank you, Josh. Great points. If you're a radio listener, it's important what you're hearing. But if you're a TV viewer, I mean, the B-roll they're playing of just robots controlling everybody, just suddenly everywhere. And now the U.S. government says we're going to track you by your cell phone to make sure. And now you can't leave your house, but the armored drones are going to bring you food. And if you don't behave yourself, well, the heavier robots are going to roll in with the 50 caliber machine guns. And so just hope everybody enjoys themselves, because the globalists told you there's too many people. And so now here they come. Stay in your homes till you die, or the robots will kill you. And the troops are all going to be made obsolete now. Of course, they'll all be dying from bioweapons. This is all just a beta test. The post-human future is here. The humans are being removed from the equation. But it's okay. Silicon Valley loves you. Oh, they're releasing prisoners everywhere. But if you go congregate for your free speech or the Second Amendment, you get arrested. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Virginia. You're on the air, John.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hey, so I think I recall going to the First Amendment Summit last month. I was the guy in the 76ers hat. I think I sat a row behind you. And then I was also interviewed by Owen Schroyer at the Women's March.
Cool, brother. Good to talk to you again. What's going on?
Yeah, so I don't think you've touched on this a lot, but I think you've had in previous shows. But so I know, well, I'm sure everyone knows that there's an election coming up in November, and of course we're hearing on the news like people in like small businesses and in the retail, in the like the restaurant business are like being affected. So like, if you're President Trump, and knowing that Joe Biden's probably going to pitch to those voters as, like, a moderate candidate, if you're President Trump, how would you exactly pitch to those voters who are probably going to be affected by a potential recession?
Well, that's why Trump's in checkmate. We have an independent corporate system to do whatever it wants, but the public is all controlled by that. And so if the corporations cut everybody off, then the government's basically forced to come in and give them money to live as the real economy is being destroyed right in front of them. We're being domesticated, but then what does Trump do? Does he let everybody go bankrupt and then crime explodes and then there's rioting in the streets? So this is all part of an AI takeover, the corporation striking against humanity, cutting off services to bring the president under their control. And then once we capitulate, it's a very long road to ever fight out of this. This is a concerted, coordinated plan with a real bioweapon at the center of it that is killing people, but that they guarantee to have a cure for and that they're hyping up. I mean, this malaria drug pretty much knocks it out almost every time. But notice there's barely any coverage of that. They want you to be totally and completely scared looking at Italy, where Chinese workers that work in their factories brought the virus in. They go back and forth between China. It's only a couple thousand miles away. And then they spread it in the hospitals with the old people, and that's almost all of who's died. The average age is now 85. It was 82 a few days ago. So this is what Bill Gates said. We need something to kill old people. Well, here it is. But then while everybody else scurries around freaking out, it kills our economy, and then we lose the trade war. Because, again, China maybe was locked down a month. Now they say back to business, everything's fine. But we're going to be locked down now. We learned 18 months. So you can see it right there. It's a total economic takeover with U.S. corporations that are really globalist, allied with China, using this to shut us down. And if Trump says it's bull, they'll show the thousands that die every, you know, week or so and hype it up that it's his fault. So, again, it's the weakness of the average American, the cowardice, the loving to get into a pity party, the wanting to be a victim, the wanting to get a welfare check, the wanting to win the lottery. It's not all Americans, but it's the overall weakness or the average person that has green-lit this situation. And now it is just going to get totally hellish. But there's going to be a whole new economy and running to the countryside, people banding together politically, saying we want a pro-human future, banning 5G in your towns, banning drones, not because technology is bad, but because all this is built by the globalists and its Trojan horses. There's nothing wrong with a big, beautiful, you know, 100-foot-tall golden horse with, you know, stuff all over it, except there's a bunch of enemy soldiers inside of its belly. Nothing wrong with a cell phone except it tracks you and controls your life. And so all of this has been given to us as a globalist takeover in their own words. Thank you so much, John. All right, we'll get to these other callers as well. And we've got Paul Watson coming up. But we've got Tim Reams, who did some great reporting on the Texas border, just got back yesterday in studio when we come back. Stay with us. And whatever you do, realize it's an info war. So spread the links to the live show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've known Tim Reams almost 5 years. It's not his first time on the show. And he's got courage coming on the broadcast, but he's told me, you know, privately, I guess you're, well, you can say it on air, you've been a little pissed about just things in general, so you want to start speaking out. Tim Reams, spent 5 years Marine Corps Reconnaissance Marine, 0321, after being honorably discharged, Tim began to work at Blackwater Diplomatic Security Contractor for 2 years. In his time during Iraq, he was recruited to work for another government agency. Tim's military time and government contracting time equaled 10 years working throughout the Middle East. 2013, Tim stopped working in the Middle East and today continues to teach CQB, close quarters battle and driving techniques to the government. And he's at Tim Reams on Twitter and at Recon_review, the new show, independent show you're starting that we're going to be carrying, and Instagram, the_Recon_review, YouTube, Tim Reams. Good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you.
We're shaking hands. I don't think you're going to die of the coronavirus. I'm just making a guess there.
Oh, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
Well, thanks for coming in. I want to play some of these clips next segment. The crazy stuff you and Dude did out-of-the-park job following like 6 or 7 great reports down at the border in the last week that have been on InfoWars, but just your take on what you've heard the last 30 minutes in there while you're waiting to come in. You wanted to talk about AI, you wanted to talk about the virus, just in general, what you think's going on.
Sure, this is, first and foremost, you know, I spent a lot of time overseas fighting different regimes, if you will, and then, but this is all absolutely new to me as far as this virus thing coming out and artificial intelligence and things like that, these robots flying overhead, it's all fairly new. So it's again, I'm kind of taken back with all this stuff going on, especially my time down at the border recently. I've been to the border, you know, throughout the last 20 years, multiple times, multiple different locations. And I'd have to say it was the first time I ever saw it so desolate, like a ghost town. I mean, before it was, you know, it'd take you 30 minutes to an hour just to get in and then maybe 2 or 3 hours just to get back across to the United States. This time, walking around, the streets were kind of empty. People were heeding the words of the president. The majority of the individuals that I saw going across were going in empty-handed and coming back with tons of groceries because they didn't want to go to the empty stores that we have here, and they would get whatever they needed, toilet paper, wipes, food, water, everything that they could ever want was, you know, plenty readily available over there.
I should have added also your father, that's the most important thing, and a husband. How's your family handling the virus and all this craziness?
Well, they're down on lockdown. You know, my son, he lives with his mother in Houston, and he's doing online school now. And he's graduating high school this year, but they don't even know they're not going to do a prom or if they're going to walk or graduate or anything like that. They will graduate, and they will get something in the mail, but they're not going to congregate in huge buildings. And
of course, I've been hunting with you and your son before, and my son's gone with us. We were talking about doing a hunt in Colorado or something. Now that's off the table because everything is just going to be shut down.
Sure, absolutely. Everything's shut down. Nobody's wanting to go out. I think a lot of it is a little more being overprotective, in my opinion. I think we still need to go on to day-to-day lives.
Well, that's it. At first, Trump was saying it was a hoax, or the media's response was hyping it was a hoax, and then he backed off because they were saying it was doing nothing, and I said he should do something, but now it's going too far. This will cause a depression.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, what's worse, 100,000 dead or a depression? And it's not. And plus, it's not going to save them. They admit the same number will probably get it and die just over 18 months instead of over 6 months.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, if you want to even talk worse numbers, I mean, World Health Organization in 2016 said that children 5 years and under, about 5.6 million children died from starvation. Don't really hear about that, but you hear about the 9 or 10,000 individuals that have died from this disease.
And how many die from malaria every year?
A lot more than that.
I think it's like, look up yearly malaria deaths, something like 10 million or something. It's just crazy.
A lot, yeah.
What about this? China, they're now announcing, they're okay. They're open for business again. That was like a month for them, but we're supposed to shut down for 18 months?
Well, I guess if you had it planned, if you wanted to go into the whole conspiracy theory and you were China and you had it planned, well, then it would be easy to recover. Just my opinion. You don't really hear any things that they were having issues with before this outbreak, such as the, you know, all the protests in China wanting their freedoms, kind of like what we have here.
Notice that shut down the Taiwan stuff, too.
Absolutely. You don't hear about that stuff going on anymore. It's kind of quiet. It's like all of a sudden. And before that, President Trump was getting into it with China over trade and the trade agreements and whatnot. And then now you just all of a sudden you see these this coronavirus is kind of taken over and this stuff is going up by the wayside.
I've got the reports right here out of Indian universities and what the Intelligence Committee on the Senate said. In fact, get that clip right of Trump, guys. They believe that it's man-made and they believe China is involved in it. But then when we talk about that, the media says we're not supposed to say that. But major universities scanned the virus and they said they can see where it was artificially put together.
In my opinion, honestly, you know, the people in China, they've been doing the same stuff, eating the same food for the past couple thousand years, I would say, and this has never really happened. I don't think they really changed anything. So in my opinion, it would be man-made.
Here's what the president had to say a couple days ago about it. And I thought he did a great job because the official Chinese military and government spokespersons are saying they believe the U.S. did it with zero evidence. But then our own media says don't say it's man-made when the Chinese are. They're just saying we did it. Here's the president.
China and others have criticized you for using the phrase Chinese virus. How do you feel about that? Do you guys continue using that phrase?
Well, China was putting out information which was false, that our military gave this to them. That was false. And rather than having an argument, I said I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China. So I think it's a very accurate term. But no, I didn't appreciate the fact that China was saying that our military gave it to them. Our military did not give it to anybody.
The critics start using that phrase creates a stigma.
No, I don't think so. No, I think saying that our military gave it to them creates a stigma.
Tim, here's the difference. The Chinese government controls the media there, and they put out one message that the government was doing a great job. Our media is openly saying the president's doing a terrible job and siding with the communist Chinese at every level. This is treasonous, but beyond that, I mean, it just shows this is going to be rocky when the media works against the president and tries to sabotage stuff.
You're absolutely correct. You know, and I'd have to say I'd have to applaud the president for his comments, which we just saw, because it's about time that we have a president now that's going to actually back us and say when things are right and wrong. You know, China's the nation, the nationality. It's not racist to say something came from China, and I'm not sure why they keep saying that.
Because they kept saying Trump is to blame.
Sure, oh, absolutely.
And Trump's like, screw you, it came from Wuhan. In fact, they know it came from that bioweapons lab. The government knows. They scanned the virus. You can literally see it under electron microscope.
Sure.
In fact, I'll show it. It's got slices because they cut that in.
Absolutely.
It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And just to say that it came from anywhere else, I guess, would be you know, blasphemy. Where it came from is Wuhan, so you might as well go with that.
Yeah, let me show listeners some of the best articles to read. Still, is coronavirus contains HIV insertions, stoking fears over artificially created bioweapon. Then you go to the actual scientific reports by major universities. No, it's confirmed, okay? Here's the next one. Indian scientist discovers coronavirus engineered with HIV-like insertions. That it's got all the actual genes and protein signatures cut into it where they know it was gene edited. Okay? It's like, how do you know a woman's had a breast job? You see the scars. I mean, it's like ridiculous, okay? Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. This is the Scientist Journal. 5 years ago saying, why was Obama giving a weaponized virus to the Chi-Coms? And it's almost the same virus minus the HIV slice that they cut into it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the HIV delivery system. Tim Reams is our guest here, great reporter. We're carrying his great reports, and we're going to be talking more about those and playing those when we come back. You got to jump in with me or I'll just take over. He's really talkative off air. He's not on air. He's doing a good job. All right, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Remember, it's a war, and we are overriding the globalists, but you've got to get these live feeds and articles and videos out. You are the resistance.
Our constitutions. Our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here back live with veteran and patriot and reporter Tim Reams. He has the Recon Review that InfoWars is sponsoring. And so him and Dew went down to the border for 4 or 5 days and followed a bunch of amazing reports. You want to get into these reports here in a moment, but you wanted to go ahead and tell folks what the best thinking is and what you think is really going on with the virus and where it came from, its provenance.
Absolutely. My personal opinion is that I believe that the virus was something that kind of stop all the eyes that were on China at the time. You know, even going back before or during the same time of the protest, remember the NBA was having problems with China because they were saying, you know, we support the Chinese protesters, and they didn't like that at all. So there was a bunch of, even between the NBA, all that money going back and forth because China was such a huge part of the NBA at that time. And then you had the protests, and then you had the trade disagreements between the U.S., and I think it would be a perfect time to actually push something out like this. You know, it's not a global killer like it would be like maybe a modified Ebola virus, but this is something perfect enough to
great panic
at home. Absolutely.
Doesn't show up for 14 days, spreads really good, does kill a bunch of old people, and the globalists want to get rid of old people, and the Chi-Coms, remember, work with a bunch of big banks and most of the powerful governments, the EU, so they knew that they would then support China, say they were heroes, but then say America did a terrible job, which we predicted 6 weeks ago. They've now scripted it exactly.
Sure.
As they would if they were behind it.
The same thing with the timing as, oh, now we don't have any cases and we're shutting hospital down or less people are getting sick is where we're kind of starting the bottom of the peak, if you will, about to ramp.
And again, we're going to be 18 months or probably a depression, but China's fine now.
Sure, they're absolutely okay with it.
This is so obvious, and I just hope the idiots in the mainstream media and all the leftists understand, we go into a real depression, it's going to hurt you, idiots. I mean, you are idiots going against your own country and common sense with an authoritarian regime.
Absolutely. It's not just going to hurt one side or the other.
This is modern war. I think we're really in, they call the Cold War the Third World War. I think this is the Fourth World War.
It's definitely something first of our time. You know, this is absolutely, as far as a war goes, would not be your traditional, you know, military men and women leaving a country, going to another one to occupy and take over. This is absolutely something that would cost less lives up front as far as a military unit going in, but, you know, it does cost lives on the back end.
Well, it's real economic destruction.
Sure, absolutely.
Especially Merkel says it's as big as World War II.
Oh, absolutely, especially with, well, the whole world is actually involved now. The whole world is shutting down their borders. They're locking themselves at home. Regardless of what country you are, you know, even what continent you're at, you know, it's everybody's affected.
Let's talk about the border. You guys were going to go down and report, let's just say, in a South American country on what it's like to live in communism, but we decided to kill that because they were, or you might not have gotten back in the country. So you went to the border instead. Tell folks what, some of what you found, and we'll play this first clip, Brownsville, with this local immigration lawyer admitting that they're worried about coronavirus coming across.
So the lawyer was from Miami, and she flew in, and she was there to represent some of the immigrants that were trying to seek asylum. And while they were there, she was really upset because there was a lack of protection for her as far as the coronavirus was involved. She said that everybody was just kind of pushed together in these tents that we actually uncovered.
What does she think happens when the left funds everybody to come up there, and then where are we supposed to put them, in the Ritz-Carlton?
Oh, I guess I'm not exactly sure where she wanted. She just definitely wanted something nicer.
Well, she's going to get a depression now.
absolutely. And the other thing, too, is she was supposed to represent all these individuals once they came back. And then, but she wasn't being told any information. They were kind of withholding all the information. I kept asking her, are there any precautions being taken? Are they giving you any masks or gloves? Or are they doing anything? Absolutely not. She said that they were getting tested from the virus when they were coming across. And then when I asked her specifically what they were doing, she said she couldn't tell me. She was just told that they were being tested.
Yeah, well, when they come in with TB and everything else, they're not tested. And Obama said that was great. Trump tried to get some testing. But I love these immigration lawyers, these liberals, live in this rich country that's now about to fall apart, probably. I mean, depression's 50% chance the longer this goes. And wait till we're like Venezuela. These liberals and leftists are about to get a front row seat to what it's like when they got their clowered and pivoted, when they finally brought down America's economy.
Absolutely. For those that have not actually seen what's going on in Venezuela and what they're doing down there, and it didn't happen overnight. This isn't going to happen overnight. And if you, just like you said, if it's going to take 18 months to finally kick in, well, Venezuela, it took, you know, what, 14, 16 years, and now it's really full steam ahead. And now other countries around are actually taking the whole Venezuela issue into their own hands because so many refugees are actually pushing over into countries such as
5 million in Colombia.
In Colombia, and I believe it was 4 years. In 4 years.
Shouldn't they be racing to get in? Everything's free in Venezuela.
You would think if it were actually free.
But, of course, there's nothing. It's free because there's nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They ate their dogs and cats like 5 years ago.
They were doing that. One of our contacts, actually, and I had been talking to, preparing for that going down there. I had talked to, she had a master's degree, and she had to resort to prostitution in order to feed her family. And, you know, so it doesn't really matter if you're educated or not. I mean, it's affecting everybody, these socialist policies that they had in Venezuela. You know,
well, like I said, you got a couple degrees. You said they're not really.
Yeah, I've got a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, and it's, you know, I don't really, you know, do anything with them.
It's all your street smarts. And, you know.
It's on the job training of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
OJT for the Marine Corps. It kind of got me a little further, but I couldn't imagine being in a socialist country where things are supposedly going to be given to you and then not. And so the whole time you're just kind of sitting there, kind of like what we're looking at right now. A lot of people are being promised these checks. So they're just sitting at home waiting for them. I mean, are they going to be there? I don't know. I hope that the American people are able to get what they want. But I can't really say.
Well, you can see it. We were doing so great till this happened, but I said they were going to sucker punch us. Folks, America is in deep trouble. And the left is celebrating it. And it's not, no one even gets mad. The left is hoping we collapse to get Trump. It's like, they're just, it's so criminal. They're so villainous.
It's one of the things I've always said, you know, if you imagine President Trump as the pilot of an airplane, why would you want the airplane to go down? I don't understand. If we're all on this plane.
Yeah, they're like, we want to kill the pilot. Let's crash the plane.
Yeah, I've never understood the we want everybody to go down just because they don't like that individual.
And he did a good job since he got in.
Absolutely. And you know what's funny about that is recently a couple of the individuals that don't like him, say Ilhan Omar, they've been praising him and applauding him for the way he's handled this as of right now. And, you know, give him kudos and whatnot. But for me, I've been following him the whole time. He hasn't done anything different. He's the
same. Well, that's it. They're just, here's their plan. Once the economy tanks, though, they're going to blame it on him. Watch. They know we don't have a memory. Here's that immigration lawyer. The whole interview is at Man.video and the Tim Reams section. But again, just the bitching and complaining parts in the larger video. But this lady's in for a rude awakening. Here it is.
Hello, my name's Tim Reams. I'm here with InfoWars, and we're here at the border in Brownsville trying to assess the situation with the coronavirus and whether or not there will be a shutdown. So have you been experiencing any changes at all as far as a potential border crossing shutdown?
Sí, aquí, de este lado.
Esta tarde o en la noche.
No sé qué día, pero que iban a cerrar.
So he's saying that he heard that the United States border wanted to shut down at 12.
At 12.
Individuals that are coming back and forth, are they testing you as you come back? And
No tests.
So people, immigrants who come for the hearings, they're being tested for the virus. Sure. However, us attorneys and interpreters who literally travel around the United States, for instance, I'm coming from Miami, Florida, we are not tested. We are not even asked. You come in, you sign in, you go in. And when I ask them...
So they just let you walk around with these individuals as well without being tested back and forth?
And be exposed to really court personnel.
And what we're looking at right here is a bunch of tents right now, which we can only assume is processing at the moment. But who knows? We could be actually experiencing maybe a little buildup for a potential border shutdown.
I know that there is a petition and decision, you know, also signed by ICE, by the AILA, by the also the Association of Judges. Asking for the border courts to be closed.
Okay.
Because it's really, there is too much uncertainty, and because we have so much vulnerable population.
So she's trying to bring in all these people who normally aren't even tested, and now she's pissed that she could be in danger.
Absolutely. She was, and she was also upset because she said that they were withholding information from her, which is kind of what they kind of do to us anyway. So
well, exactly, but it's like she's trying to burn the house down, and then she's pissed that a spark blew back in at her.
And got her, exactly. Yeah, she was very upset that this stuff was happening, and maybe she wasn't being taken care of more than maybe other individuals that were there.
She's like, I'm here flame-throwing your country and just bringing all these people that George Soros funded to get there, and then I might get sick.
As of right now. And then she definitely wanted something to be something to happen as far as maybe shutting it down or maybe making it better for her while she was
there. Tim Reams is our guest with the Recon Review. When we come back, we've got the toilet paper smugglers they caught on tape. The Recon Review. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse. Jeannes at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Like a 5-hour show Sunday night or something that's commercial free after the regular show, 4 to 6, just to take phone calls. We've got Ted Nugent's wife on tomorrow to really break her silence about what she thinks is going on. She's never really been overtly political other than the Second Amendment. She's a really smart lady. So she says she's ready to, you know, in her words, her exact words was be bold and basically have no governor. So believe me, you want to tune in tomorrow. The War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer after Watson's on. Tim Reams is here. Tim, you were pointing out all these articles on the desk, one of these other clips of your reports, you and Rob Dude. But videos showing looting fights at supermarkets in London and Paris. There are so many videos, just roll the B-roll, that I can't even watch them all, of burning hundreds of vehicles and beating up police and waving ISIS flags and Al-Qaeda flags and just you know, no-go zones and Turkey opening its border and launching all these invaders in, and just checkpoints on fire, and it's all just pouring out. The Islamists are using this to just expand their no-go zones, but then the police do nothing and then throw the book at people that are walking their dog. I mean, it's just crazy. What do you think the EU's thinking?
You know what? I don't even know what they think they're thinking. I don't even know if they actually have an answer to it. Especially with some of the, like Italy, for example, there's so much going on and so many people dying from this, they just have no clue what they're doing.
Well, that's another thing. They had 400-plus dead in one town yesterday because they had a bunch of Chinese immigrants that make all the shoes and all the handmade stuff you're getting from Italy, Chinese made, and they fly back and forth. They're only seasonal workers. Well, they were in the hospitals and incubated it through the staff, and so it's all these old people already in critical condition that died. That's over 90% of the dead are above 75.
Absolutely. And, you know, these are absolutely some of the things that we're actually trying to avoid. And it's funny watching these images because I didn't see anything that bad, say, around here in Austin. And then, but the stores were pretty packed. There's security guards in a lot of stores going on right now. However, when I went to the border, I went to Brownsville, McAllen, and Laredo. I went down there. It wasn't that bad so much. Everybody was nice and calm, getting the things that they needed. And then the things that they couldn't get because it was out, they were just walking across the border, picking it up and coming back.
Yeah, Mexico's not done all this stuff yet. They've done some of it. Let's go ahead and show the toilet paper hoarding, free market activity, and folks from Mexico coming across unimpeded to sell their toilet paper here. Here's a clip from the Recon Review. Here it is.
Why people are buying so much toilet paper? Do you?
Well, it's because in Harlingen, in Harlingen, they ran out.
Okay.
So they asked for us to buy them toilet paper.
Oh, and then bring it back.
Yeah.
So why is everybody running out? It's still a kind of a mystery.
I don't even know why they're buying toilet paper.
So even in Mexico, it's a mystery as why everybody's buying toilet paper.
Everybody's like, what's going on? It's like, I don't know.
They starved to death.
There's no explanation for why.
No explanation. Maybe the Americans are just hoarding all of the toilet paper for no reason.
I think los Americans ven a otra gente que lleva tres paquetes de toilet paper y va a decir, oh, algo pasa. Entonces, si él lleva tres, yo voy a llevar cinco. Y la otra persona mira que el otro lleva cinco, él lleva cinco, yo voy a llevar diez. Pero no sabe ni por qué.
So there you have it. Pretty much Mexico has all the toilet paper you could ever need right here in Brownsville. Just cross right here. Your name was, sir?
Jose.
Jose said it first. Mexico has all the toilet paper that you will ever need. But we have actually figured out the mystery behind the toilet paper. Thank you so much for your time. It's all in Mexico. You might remember a couple days ago we put out a report of people smuggling toilet paper from Mexico into the U.S. And as you can see, it might still be a good idea because there's not a whole lot of traffic going into Mexico. So if you're still running out of toilet paper, just drive on in, go across, come back, and there's not long lines at all.
So we laugh at this, but why do people think it's toilet paper they need and not vitamins or minerals or food or water filtration? I mean, it's just crazy.
I can't actually, you know, I have no idea.
This You're an expert thing. On survival as a recon Marine. In fact, you were even on the big national TV show, you know, the American Tarzan deal. What would you do for survival? What's the most important thing?
Most importantly, I'd get, things like water, bleach, because you can always purify water with a bleach if you can't boil it. And then I would get canned foods, MREs, and meals ready to eat, if you will, or some of this stuff that like what you guys are selling, the food that's already packaged, you can save it for a long extended amounts of time. The toilet paper thing kind of really blows my mind just because you could always use, rags and wash it out. I mean, it's real weird. And we kept asking the individuals why exactly. And for the most part, they didn't really know, or they knew somebody that didn't have any because it was all sold out. So they were afraid and they would just go to Mexico. And with the lines that weren't that long at all, they were absolutely doing that. They would just go.
So the Mexicans aren't panicking as bad as we are.
No, they're not. They're not panicking. And matter of fact, everybody that I asked and everybody that we interviewed, you know, what are you thinking about this? And, but, you know, for the most part, they just, whatever. You know, they're still going to do their thing. And then it was also a lot of confusion as to whether it was going to shut down or not. A lot of them said that the U.S. side was going to shut down and that the Mexican side was not going to shut down. So they really weren't worried about it.
But now it's all starting to get shut down.
Yeah, now they're kind of taking a little more serious. A lot of the last place that we were at, they had their city council actually shut down the city that night. And we just so happened to get out, and they were shutting everything down except for restaurants. You could still go in and order food, or if you needed medicine. Other than that, everybody was told to stay in at home. They had a curfew, and they just voted on it because two of the individuals that got sick in the town, they had no idea where they got sick from, so they couldn't locate, you know.
Well, here's the deal. Almost everybody that's healthy or young does not die from this, and it's really sad for old folks. They are dying. But I'm just saying, now we got to do 18 months for Trump's bad, but China did a month. This is BS to shut us down. I just going to keep repeating that. Over and over again. Let me make a point about this, too. This funds our operation, but you need it. When I go out to sell water filtration, I go out and I find the highest rated that's also a good price. Alexa Pure and, of course, Pro Pure are right there, apples and oranges. You know, one's better at this, one's better at that, but it's all down to non-detectable levels or 99999, you know, percent of the stuff being taken out. And we have them in stock, and we have them discounted during this crisis. We have big ones, we have little ones, we have travel ones, and we have a bunch of other great water filtration systems as well that are at least, you know, are less expensive, but they might just remove 99999% of hundreds and hundreds of different contaminants out there. So people are trying to buy all this and hoard all this bottled water that's running out everywhere. You need to have filtration that can then take crappy water out of a pond, anything, and you can use it. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. I recommend you get a water filtration system that's portable like these. Also, get your supplements. It's important to boost your overall physical system to clean your cells out. It's critical to do that. And we have the SilverSol American Biotech Labs 1 ounces are back in stock. We got a small amount of these. They'll probably sell out in about a week. The 16 ounces about to sell out. It came back in stock. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that really boosts your overall body's defense. That is back in stock. And all of this is 20 to 50% off. So get your DNA Force Plus, get your X2, your X3. People know what iodine does for their body and their cells, and that's what funds our operation. People are worried about food, all the rest of that. Hey, sorry, the food's getting sold out everywhere. They're now admitting in mainline government reports that the supply chain's breaking down. There will be shortages in the months to come. This is an engineered collapse. Trump's fighting it as best he can. If he underreacts, they'll remove him, saying he didn't do enough. If he overreacts, he falls to their hands. This is quite the crisis. Tim, what's your view on that?
Well, first, before going back to the water purifier, I would actually recommend getting two of them because, you know, one is none, two is one type thing. If one breaks down, the water is actually one of the bigger things that I would be more concerned about. One of the schools I went through for the military was SEER school, you know, Survive, Evade, Resist, and Escape school. And they teach you, you know, on average, you can go 48, 72, a couple of days without water. So you actually do need water is to where you can go up to on the average American. Or
don't a lot of folks die in 3 days without water?
Yes, that's absolutely correct, which is why water is so important. You can actually go up to about 28 days without food on average, give or take. So the food, of course, is obviously important, but the water, the two, I would personally get two of the portable water purifiers. I actually have two at home just for that specific reason.
And it's just a box you check off because if the depression hits, the good thing is these last years, tens of thousands of gallons apiece, things are going to be serious. We have the seed banks so you can actually plant crops and do things like this. One good thing about this is if we don't become completely domesticated by it, it's going to make people get more self-sufficient. The problem is they're saying we're going to lock you up in your house and there's nothing you can do but then get government checks. That is not good.
No, absolutely not. And if you look at it now, they're saying, what is this, day 4, 5 of the 15 days that was recommended by President Trump?
Yeah.
And so if you think about 18 months, could you imagine what it's going to be like? I mean, we've only hit not even a week. I mean, just imagine how much worse it'll get if we don't start doing some of these things right now. And it's funny, too, because, you know, I'm not by any means the huge prepper that a lot of people are or that some individuals are. But I tell you what, people aren't making fun of them anymore. They're starting to actually go out and buy some of these things.
That's right. We'll be right back with the clergy response team video.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.